Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with y'all. You have a beautiful church here, a nice woodwork, and it's a beautiful church. But most important, Jesus is here, because I can feel it. I felt it in the Sunday school lesson. I want to thank you for that good Sunday school lesson. And it was a joy to see all the children, because Jesus loves the little children. He said, "Let the little children come unto me." And but it's a pleasure to be here with y'all. And but first, I like to start off with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for this wonderful day that you provided for us, and all your goodness and mercy, and for salvation. And Father, we ask that you'll continue to bless this church, continue to bless the pastor and the congregation, and that many souls will be saved in this church. And Father, we give you all the honor and the glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I like that about that treasure. This is a treasure, the Holy Bible. I have another little treasure here. This is the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. And the Gideons in Africa was giving out Bibles to these high school students. And, of course, here in America, it's kind of hard to give out scriptures to high school students anymore. Some places you can. But anyway, was giving out these New Testament Psalms and Proverbs. And this one student, he had a treasure in his hand, like was just said a while ago. But he looked through the scriptures. He went through them. He said, "You know, I don't believe this is for me." And so when the class was over, he went outside and he got that Bible and he threw it just as hard as he could, way up on the school, top of the school building. Now, you know, that's not a good thing to throw the Bible. But in this case, it was. Because the scriptures landed right in front of the janitor in that school. The janitor was walking slowly across to jump off the school building. He was going to commit suicide. And this Bible dropped right in front of him. Well, he looks around. I guess he was thinking, well, how did it get here? Anyway, he reached down and he picked up the Bible. And he started reading. And then in this little testament here, at the very back, it says, "God loves you." He read those things. God loves you. All may be saved now. And he read the scriptures and he started reading it. And he found hope. And he was born again, just like Jesus tells us to be, born again. And so as a result of that student throwing that Bible up into the air, to the top of that school, this person, you know, God uses things sometimes. It says all things work together for good for those who love God. So we think, well, it's not good to throw the Bible, but in that case, it was. The Gideons are an extension of the missions of the church. And y'all are very fortunate here to have two Gideons, Danny Weaver and Glenn Zinn. You're fortunate to have two Gideons here in your congregation. And two Gideon auxiliaries, Francis and Kathy. And so you're very fortunate. And Of course, the Gideons, we like, and we are, an extension mission of the church. Now, in order to be a Gideon, you've got to be a member of a church. And you've got to be recommended by the pastor. And that is two of the qualifications. And so, and our main job is giving out these scriptures. I say a job. We're on a mission, really. Just like everyone here is on a mission to accomplish what God has for you to do. Different things for different people. But we give out these the Bibles. Now, this is the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. Probably everyone has. I remember getting my first one in 1959. Graduation time. And I remember, and I've still got the Bible. I put my name back here. Well, at that time, well, it's in the front here. Presented to, and the date. And I've still got it. It's getting weather, though. It's kind of falling apart. And I've quit carrying it because it is falling apart. But I still carry one. Now, this one here. This is the one that we give out to, or we leave at the hotels and motels. Now, we give these to the hotels, motels, bread and breakfast, and of course, usually once or twice a year, we will go to the hotels and motels and look at these Bibles to make sure that they are in good shape. We'll look at them on the outside, open them up, go through the pages here, make sure that they haven't been wrote in, no coffee stains or soiled. And if they are, then we will replace them with a clean one. Because when you go to a hotel or motel, you like to look over there and see on that dresser a clean Bible, don't you? And sometimes they'll be soiled right much. And we have, and of course Danny and Glenn has probably seen a lot of this here, where people will write really nasty things in here, in the Bible. And so we take those out, and then we refurbish them, put a new front and back on them. And those are the ones that we use for the prison ministry. And, of course, we give them to the military. And we even have one that's got camouflage on it. And but that's for the military. Then we give special events like parades and so forth. We give to, of course, the prisons and the jail. And the Middle River Regional Jail, we've just started getting in there and leaving Bibles. And also we, doctor's offices, dentist office, hospitals, some schools. But we, not too long ago, I took quite a few down to the sheriff's department. We give them to the deputies. We give them to the fire department and rescue. So any place that that we can hand out God's word, we do. last year, we give out about 80 million copies of this one and these. And last year, we hit the milestone of giving over 2 million. That is from when the Gideons started, which was back in the late 1800s. So the Gideons are over 100 years old. And so we hit the 2 millionth mark. And so when you give to the Gideons, you know, they're going all over the world. And they're printed in over 90 languages. And I don't have one with me, but the Gideons have come up with a book that is called the Life Book. And we have given out over 17 million of those life books. And this is one way that the scriptures can get into the public schools, is that the life book is the Gospel of John. And it's a little square book, and we give them to the churches. Then the church gives them to the young students, and then the students can take them to the schools and hand them out to their friends. So this is kind of a good way to get into the schools. Our single purpose is to see lost souls saved by Jesus Christ. Men and women, boys and girls. In Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 says that God's desire is that all people to be saved. Of course, that's our desire too, as Gideons. Our desire, and I feel sure that it's all of y'all's desire too, is to see all the souls saved. And that is God's will. And of course, we have many, many testimonies from all over the world as a result of the scriptures being distributed. At a school in Eastern Cape Providences, we have a minister there in that area, and of course there's a shortage of Bibles, and I really like what the little children were told about these are treasures, because you know in foreign countries this is a most treasured thing. And these students at this one school, they had one Bible to share. And the minister was telling them, well, pray that someone will send you Bibles. And so they prayed and prayed. And do you know, of course, the Gideons wasn't aware of this until they got there at the school. And they was handing out Bibles. And these students, they seen firsthand what the Scriptures tells us. In Matthew 7:7-8, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Now, these students were praying for Bibles. They had no Bibles. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and to the one who seeks, finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our prison ministries. We have a prison ministry here in our area, and it's mostly the penitentiary out here at Craigsville. There's one of the Gideons that goes in out there, and I'm not for sure whether it's once a month or twice a month, or it's in that neighborhood. But we also, you know, give the inmates scriptures out there, and Jesus said, I was in prison, and you came to me. Matthew 25:36. And last year, Gideons gave to all the inmates in the United States. Over 200,000 of these Bibles went into prison for the prison ministries. And the full-size Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Years ago, there was an inmate in a prison. And I don't know whether they're allowed to smoke in prison now or not. They may be, but probably not. But anyway, this one inmate was given one of these Bibles. And he liked to smoke. And so what he would do, he would tear out a page. Tear that page out and roll it up, you know, and sprinkle some tobacco on it. And, you know, kind of like years ago, roll your own, you know, people would do this that smoked. And he was using the pages out of this little Bible to roll his own cigarettes. And then one day, you know, he's about ready to roll his own. And something caught his eye. I don't know what it was, but it was something. Something in here, probably about God is love or something. But the inmate, now these are true stories that the inmates and people has told us that these things happened. And whatever it was, he began to read. He didn't tear no more pages out because he was interested in this book. And you know, at the back here, there's a plan of salvation that tells you you can sign your name and date it. And he believed on Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And he was born again. And you know, all of us know that our Lord and Savior works in very mysterious ways. You wouldn't think that, you know, something like that. You know, it reminds me of the scriptures where in Romans 8:28 it says, all things happen together for good for those that love the Lord. And you wouldn't think that tearing out these pages and rolling them cigarettes, a man would come to know Jesus Christ. Or someone throwing the scriptures away. But God uses those things for good and for not evil. And I remember I used to have more flat tires than what I do now. I don't have no flat tires no more. But I remember when I got to realize that scripture, I said, well, I'm not going to complain no more about these flat tires because I know that the Lord has a reason for them. So I don't complain about those no more, which I haven't had a flat tire in a long time. But then in Ohio, we had an inmate, and he was convicted of murder. He was a member of the motorcycle gang. And he was sent to life in prison. And in prison, he got into trouble. And so they said, well, we're going to put you in the hole. Now, the hole is a place where there's no windows, nobody else there, you can't talk to nobody, and you're just there. And so as the guards was taking this inmate to the hole, he was going by this area where there was some books. So he just grabbed a hold of a book. He didn't know what it was. And he went to the hole. He said, well, I think I'll start reading. He seen, well, this is the Bible. Throws it down. Well, after a couple of days, you know, he got to thinking, that Bible looks pretty good. So he got the Bible. Started reading it. And you know, the more he read, he confessed that Jesus Christ is his Lord and became born again. And you know, it's interesting, he is in that prison for the rest of his life. He'll never be released. But you know, he is released from his sins because the Lord has released him. He was born again. And so the Lord works in mysterious ways. And if the Lord has spoken to you this morning to participate in the distributing of these Bibles financially, we do have that insert in the bulletin there where you can write a check to the Gideons or let's see, who said, Glenn said that $100 would be accepted. just any amount. Whatever the Lord leads you. And we have, well, first I'd like to tell you what these cost. Now, these little Bibles here, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs, we call them the Personal Workers Testament. And they cost to print and to deliver $1.40. That's what it cost. And And remember that we are paid nothing. We are volunteers. And I heard somebody say the other day, well, yeah, but how about the CEOs of the Gideons? And I don't know whether we have any CEOs or not. We have the president of the Gideons, but they don't receive no money. And if we do go to a foreign country to help distribute Bibles, we receive no money. And so when you give to the Gideons, it goes 100% for the printing of the Bibles and for the shipping, because anymore, shipping is costing some money too. So when you give to the Gideons, 100% goes for the printing and shipping of the scriptures. And of course, this one here, it costs $5 to print and ship this one. So this one costs $5 and $1.40. And one person, when I was explaining that one time to someone, and the man said, well, I want to buy one of those. He said, here's $5. I said, no. I said, we don't sell them. I said, I'll give it to you, but we don't sell them. But he couldn't understand. He thought that, I don't know, but he thought it was we were selling the Bibles. And this is a way that you can also give to the Gideons. And I noticed y'all have a card rack out here. And in the card rack, you can get, we have 18 different cards now. And this one here is a new one. It says, on your special day. So you can give these as birthday cards or whatever. And of course, in here, it says here, $5 will buy one Bible, and five Bibles is $25. But you know, if you want to, you know, you can give any amount you want on these cards. You don't have to. You could give a dollar and a half or whatever the Lord leads you to. And but these are great cards, birthday cards, and in memory of, and so forth. And this is a new way also that they just come out with. This here is Friends of Gideons. And for anybody that would like to register to be a friend of a Gideon, you just fill this out here. And you don't have to give money to be a friend of the Gideons. You can just be a prayer partner. And you can send this into the Gideons. Or if you would like now, you can also become a friend of the Gideons financially. It has two different ways here. But this is something new here. It's, it says help win others for Christ. And that is another way that you can. I want to thank your pastor for inviting us here. And congregation, I want to thank y'all for inviting us. And it's been a blessing to be here with y'all and to worship God with you. And I just want to thank you again for giving me the opportunity to share about the Gideons. And we are just, we're simply an extended arm of the church in helping to spread God's word and for many, many souls to be saved. And not only globally, but right here in the city of Stanton and in our county. But I want to thank you very much.